at Hull Ice Arena with head coach Stephen Foster. Shall we get the game out of the way first and then we'll talk about the title win? So tonight, certainly from the stands, it looked like the Stars were very much almost back to the best, if you want to say that.
Yeah, and I thought this was coming from last week as well. I thought we played well on the Sunday. We didn't get over the line with it because we just didn't take our chances, but we were better defensively and back to where we were pretty much earlier on in the year when we started going on that great run. So that continued on. We had a couple of good training sessions this week and the boys were properly up for it and happy to get to seal the deal at the end of the day because we had a couple of chances and we came out. We had a good, solid first period. I think our penalty kill was fantastic. That first period, that just made sure nobody was getting through and any great quality chances. And then once we got into the second period, I think we really controlled that second period. Really took it, and then we scored late on as well, which is always it's always a killer when that happens to when it's against you. But obviously that gave us some momentum going into the third, and we just, sealed the deal in the third. Did some great penalty kill again. We're obviously a 5-on-3. That's not what you want when you're going, late on in a game. But yeah, to be fair, we really deserved that tonight. I think that was a good, if you would say, a good professional performance from the boys.
I think what was pleasing was the work rate, which was phenomenal from the first puck drop. The guys looked like they were working every shift for every puck, but every battle they were going for it and trying to win every single battle, didn't matter where it was on the ice. And maybe that had been missing from recent weeks, but certainly tonight that work rate was phenomenal.
Absolutely, and that's what you got to do to win championships. Obviously we've done that to get over the line tonight, but as the next few games come on, that's what we're going to need. Once you get into playoffs, that's the way you're going to have to play a playoff kind of hockey. Everybody's in there, everybody's sacrificing their bodies, we've got bangs and bruises there, and absolutely phenomenal by the boys.
I think we should probably shout out some of the unsung heroes tonight. Joe Walls, I thought, was immense from start to finish. Lucas Dowdle's put in an enormous shift or two tonight. Obviously, Tom Brown gets the accolades with the shutout, but it really was some of those fringe players that you don't necessarily talk about that really stepped up to the plate tonight.
Yeah, when you look at it, I mean, Lucas has stepped up onto that second line. He's played on different lines through the year, but he stepped up under that second line, and obviously, Shuggy was back tonight as well, and Lucas has had some great games for us, and to be fair, he's never let us down. He's in there between us and the Bucks at the minute, but Lucas is stepping up great, and I would expect he'll be a full star next year, and rightly so.
Right, so we get to talk about a title tonight. It's been a little bit longer coming than perhaps we would have wanted, but in the end, we've got it in the bag with two games to spare. And over the season, if we look at the season as a whole, we thoroughly deserved it. And all kudos to the lads in the dressing room.
Absolutely. And I think at the end of the day, when you go and look at the run that we were on, yes, we had a little bit of a blip there, for a few weeks. But the quality of the team has been there throughout. And that's something that this has been building for what? We've had a rebuild 3 or 4 years. This is taken us to get to here, so we've stuck with the players that we've got. Yes, you've got an odd new player coming in and out, but the boys have worked really hard throughout that, and when you look at how they've played, we've improved over season by season. We've improved and we've improved and took a team from what everybody was saying going to be bottom of the league to now being champions, and that's fantastic for the boys. Like I say, they've worked so hard for it, and they're all in it together, and they're all pulling on the same rope, and to get the reward by getting that championship this year.
Well, we've got a playoff trophy to target now. We've got two league games left to keep that momentum going into the playoffs. Solihull in the barn tomorrow. They're fighting themselves to make sure that they're second place. So it's going to be a really tough game.
It is, and obviously I know the boys are going to want to enjoy tonight, which obviously they should, but it's important that we keep that ball rolling, from tomorrow. Obviously then we've got Whitley Bay, so we've just got to keep going and get that momentum back that we had at the beginning of the season, and obviously for most of the season, just get the momentum back and be the team that never gives up, refuses to be beaten, And you know, and then that, you know, we should hopefully pitch ourselves well for the playoffs.